Welcome to the third episode of No Regrets Radio. My name is Ajama Cambone. Now, for those of you who don't know me or what I'm about, I'm the CEO and co-founder of Deep Root Records, New York's fastest growing independent record label and entertainment company, author of Do You, and champion of the fucking people. Now, today I'm actually recording this from Macedonia. Amazing country, amazing people. I'm actually halfway through our European tour, which started in Belgium for the Summer Music Festival in early August, and it ends in Serbia beginning of September. Technology is a blessing, man. I can't believe I'm recording this right now from the hilltops of Macedonia, so I can't complain. There's a lot of things to be grateful for, such as the ability to record this for you guys, and also our newest record by our artists Dion Miskolski and Francis Mercier just dropped today on Armada Music and Subliminal Records. It was just supported by the likes of Pete Tong, Eric Murillo, and Sunnery James and Ryan Marciano. Therefore, it's been an amazing past few days. I've been working with some talented producers and artists in Europe and also the Balkans. Now, let's get on with the show. Funny thing is, the title of my episode I decided would be Do You, and it's actually the title of my first book I ever wrote a few years back. So feel free to get it on Amazon, just search my name and Do You, or you can go to bit.ly/doyouthebook. Feel free to read it for free if you have Kindle, or buy it for a cup of coffee, $2.99. It's a very quick read, and I think there are some great gems in there. In any case, in this episode, I want to focus on two things. The first being this little thing called self-awareness, the main factor, in my opinion, that allows for someone to be able to do them constantly. And the second thing would be relationships between happiness and money. I truly believe that the number one competitive advantage one can have over anyone else trying to reach success or perform their best within any top field is the ability to be self-aware on who they are as a person and their strengths, which in turn helps to outline their purpose here in life. I don't think one can reach their ideal level of success or happiness without being totally aware about who they are. If you have anyone who claims that they can tell you what it is you're supposed to do on this earth, or your purpose, or what you can ultimately excel at the most, I think is lying to you. I can maybe point you in the right direction, help you with a few skills that have helped me to become self-aware of who I am as a person, but there are many ways one can help themselves become self-aware, and there's no one size fits all. At the end of the day, only you can really decide for yourself what is best for you. As you become more and more self-aware about who you are and what makes you tick, every new decision you make and new choice you make becomes more and more of the right choice and the right decision for you, and you begin to execute on key things within your life with clear intentions, motives, and foresight. This allowing you to make these key decisions in your life very quickly, which further puts you in a more competitive position to act and become successful. In addition, when you become more self-aware, you learn more from your experiences, and you also begin to develop this feeling of, I would say, being complete and, content with yourself. You have this purpose and, position in life and in this world. This sort of feeling such realization alone is, I believe, invaluable. And, the benefits and our ROI from this are infinite. And just let me tell you, when you are operating at this level of being self-aware, everything with the world feels right because everything about yourself feels right. And therefore, everything you do feels like, the right move, the right decision. And, when you instill this sense of confidence and feeling within your actions, you move faster along your journey in life. Most importantly, your movements are not just, on blind confidence and actions. You are internally moving with accuracy, and everything is calculated in, such a precise way and right way, because your inner self and compass has already been programmed, allowing you to always move for the most part in the right direction, as well as allowing you to remove yourself from distractions or making decisions that detract you from your end goals. When you know who you are, you know what you have to do. It's point blank. I was blessed, no matter my situation growing up, to be introduced to, meditation at a young age. And on top of that, I would call it mortality motivation, as people like to call it. When I was a junior in high school, as some people may know, I was run over by a car. And while on a run at school, with my track teammates, I never thought, I would ever experience depression in my life. And I was that guy you thought was always happy. Even while I was depressed, I was putting on an act like everything was okay. Yet being an elite athlete, like myself, and having the chance at breaking several high school records, and I was getting ready to be recruited by the best colleges in the US, and finding yourself in a wheelchair and not being able to walk is something you would think would just never happen. Long story short, the first few days of school in a wheelchair, I made a choice that I could either let the wheelchair define me or begin to define myself within the wheelchair. And I saw it as a positive part of my life. And instead of asking myself how I got here, I began to try to figure out why life has decided to put this wheelchair here for me, rather than asking why did life do this to me, Because of this event, not only did I truly start to understand the importance of life and how it could be gone in an instant, with this much needed free time, or let's just say time alone to reflect, I began to start to ask myself key questions and, reflect on what I have done, on this earth, and what have I contributed to society from the first memories I've have ever had. And when you take this time to just think and sit quietly without being distracted by the outside world, you start to hear your subconscious mind and, listen to the many thoughts that enter your head. And, as you begin to think and meditate, you begin to actually think and focus on yourself and your life, rather than becoming so overwhelmed by the outside world surrounding you and the many things which easily distract you on a daily basis. It's, during these moments of reflecting, you begin to ask yourself the hard questions. You begin to reverse engineer yourself, and you begin to think about things that have really been on your mind, but you just never took the time to sit, dissect, and, look at from a clear-headed, point of view. Questions like, why am I truly here? Where do I belong? What am I really supposed to do within this world of 7+ billion individuals? What's my purpose? What am I good at? What things in my life have, for the most part, stayed constant? What do I need to change or work on? Am I happy with where I am in life? Am I moving in the right direction? What things can I do now to start changing my life? So, by taking a few minutes out of my day, usually every day when I wake up, or every day when I, go to bed, or, even when I have just 10 to 20 minutes to spare without interactions, these are sort of the thoughts that I thought on. And while I did this exercise, I began to realize the power of my thoughts. I decided there and then that in the end, I was actually, in control of my emotional state and not others. There's this thing I always tell people: when you begin to let people or things other than yourself dictate the way you feel, that's when you lose. I decided that to the best of my ability, I was going to determine how I felt and not the world. I was going to continue to laugh. I was going to be optimistic, be the same kid I was when I was at the top of my game and walking. While I was in my wheelchair, no matter how much physical pain I had mentally and spiritually, I was going to be even stronger and happier. And so through self-awareness and this experience of almost leaving this earth by something that was out of my control made me realize the importance of knowing and understanding that it is best to focus your energy on things you can control, and that focusing any part of your energy, heart or mind, on something you can't control is it's just it's pointless. It's fucking pointless. A waste of time, and in itself is insanity. I also realized here and there that if for some reason I would never be able to do sports again at the same high level as before, I would always have my mind until an old age. And I learned quick that my body was just a vessel that would one day not function the same as it does today, and that I need to figure out right here and right now what were the common things in my life that I excelled at naturally, and just love to do, and how could I create a career or life out of this alongside or beside my physical attributes. So this is what made me think about the many instances of why and when I was an entrepreneur, starting from that 6-year-old kid on the block selling candy to the guy who just genuinely loved to spark conversations and bring value to others. From all of these retrospective thoughts, I began to piece together that the world of business, commerce, and entrepreneurship, which wasn't even a common term used when I was a kid, was where I was meant to be. I didn't know what I would end up doing, what field I would eventually excel at, or even what my ultimate focus would be on. I just knew deep down inside it was going to be business related, sales related, and just revolve around building relationships. No one, I think, really knows exactly how their life is going to end up, but what you can figure out and know is where you wanted to start. Once you begin to, make this conscious effort to start and live your life how you want it, and begin to focus on exactly what it is you want to do and achieve, you will begin to embark on your life journey. And once you have an idea of what this entails and make an effort daily to push in this direction, life will begin to bring you different experiences, obstacles, and people along the way to help further shape your path and reach your end goals. Yet it is important you start along the right path, and that you really start with knowing yourself and asking yourself the hard questions I once asked myself, which was after facing, and looking death in the eyes. Like I said, your self-reflecting process might be a little different than mine, but the best way to start, at least I think, is, to meditate or just to sit and just think. The best times, I found for meditating, like I talked before, for any people who are, very active in their careers or in their life, is either, at the beginning of your day, as you wake up, after you get off of work, or, right before you go to sleep. Commutes, or traveling to places where you are sitting in a vehicle doing nothing are also good times. I mean, the point is you find time to do it. Squeeze it in somewhere, even if it's for just a few minutes. To start, all it is just 10 to 15 minutes of sitting and breathing and following your breath in the inhale and exhale, being aware of the thoughts that, enter your mind, but not letting them take over your mind or meditation period. As you get better and better and begin to let thoughts pass and not control you, you can begin to let the big thoughts that are weighing on you enter. And then, in order to reflect on these certain things within your life and enable you to try to look at all the pieces of the puzzle or chess pieces on the board surrounding, that certain big decision, choice, or feeling you are going through, and to start to, work out the issue or challenge you are facing, whether externally or internally within your life. And, this allows you to determine with a non-biased view, which may seem weird, but remember, when you're meditating, you are looking at the problem from an outside point of view or sense of awareness. You are just primarily looking at the situation as it is and determining, given the facts and variables, what's the best decision. This way you are eliminating outside views and you're removing the ability for internal or outside emotions to dictate what you're thinking at that moment, because it's just you and no one else is watching. It's just you and your thoughts. And I feel like some of my best ideas and best solutions to problems happen when I am in a complete state of silence and it's just me and my thoughts and my mind. I honestly believe a lot of issues and problems happen because people just don't take a moment to just breathe and think before they react. So I would say try it sometime. It's helped me. I know it's helped a lot of other entrepreneurs, a lot of people in their careers. So, when you feel you are having a moment of crisis or can't figure something out, just breathe. Take 1 minute to distance yourself from what it is and then begin to think from an outside perspective or point of awareness or view, looking from outside within. And then, let me know how you feel in the end or what happens. I truly believe that once you are self-aware of who you are or what you are good at and begin to act on this, you begin to build confidence. And when good results happen because of your actions, due to this newfound confidence, you begin to be content with who you are and begin to have this sense of fulfillment and purpose with each action you take based on knowing who you want to be and what you are striving for doing each and every moment, knowing each step you take is the right step in the right direction. You start to feel this sense of joy and high you can't describe or put in words. And this feeling of self-awareness and joy is something success and money just can't bring. It's what people have come to describe and label as happiness. This feeling of pure, everlasting happiness is something only you can bring to yourself. No one else can. Not money, nor success, nothing, just you. These things can possibly, make you feel a sense of happiness, but these things won't make you happy. Your parents can make you feel loved and make you feel happy for multiple months, years in life, but this inner self of joy, love, and everlasting happiness can only be accomplished by you. And when you are at peace with yourself, your life, and the actions you take each and every day, It's something no one can take away, no matter what comes your way. Your spouse can take their love from you, your parents can stop loving you, your money can somehow be taken away or lost, but your happiness is based on you and you alone. And a lot of this is based on your state of mind and awareness, I believe. This goes, nicely into my quick segue about people correlating money and success with happiness, which is the second point that I wanted to discuss in this podcast, and how this is further away from the truth. I just want to focus on this because I feel like a lot of people have this idea that money or success creates happiness, or on the opposite end, that money and success will not make you happy. And to me, both viewpoints are wrong. These two ideas have no real correlation and basis to them. Some of the most happiest days of my life have been when I made no money. Like, I'm talking $0 made for the whole week, living on $7 a day with $100 to my name. Sometimes no money available for almost a whole month because I was investing the little money I had into my business I didn't know was going to be success or was going to fail. And, investing in the next big play that I thought, or the next big idea that I had. And, feeling happy and being happy with who you are and your life are two different things, as I sort of touched on earlier. And at the end of the day, full happiness, it comes within and is something you control. Nothing and nobody can give you this but yourself. So, for instance, working out, volunteering, giving back to those in need are all things that make me feel happy, but they don't make me happy as in like that internal joy. Once that moment goes away, or what I'm doing, or any of these, activities that I spoke about are completed, the feeling of being happy goes away with it. So what makes me happy is being able to accomplish things I think and visualize in my head into reality, and implementing these ideas and thoughts in a way that is impactful and beneficial to others than just myself. That's what makes me happy. I'm blessed to be doing what I'm doing because a lot of my business revolves around investing in people. So as long as there are people around, I have a purpose, and knowing that is something that makes me happy and grateful every day I wake up. In actuality, if you think about it, being a true entrepreneur means you are working for the people. This especially holds true if you have employees, whether the size of your company is 1 through 5 people or 500 to 1,000 people. If you aren't constantly finding ways to bring in revenue for your employees, you will have no money to pay them. And if there is no money to pay them, there are no more employees and therefore no operating business to manage, right? Therefore, in a way, I am like the number one employee of my organization. I am always working to make sure those that work for me have money to live their lives. So I have people who can help me live mine and that slash or help me realize, those ideas into reality or my ideas into reality. And my business relies and solely survives on being able to give something of value to other people on a daily basis. Therefore, every day there is always something to do and something to be accomplished. It's always a new day, and there are, no days off. For me, my goal is to aspire to inspire before I expire. To me, though, this is just what makes me happy under it all. I mean, it's just knowing I not only help the market economy go round and round, I have a direct relationship and impact on those who work for, with, and are a part of Deep Root Records. Knowing that I can help my fellow man and woman pay their rent, pay off their college debt, pursue their dreams in music, and become successful in their music careers puts a smile on my face every day I wake up. And, for as long as I am breathing, this is what will get me through the bad times, the hardships, and sacrifices. And this is all I need on my journey to making my company one that will be remembered for years after I'm gone. I mean, talking about remembrance, let's touch briefly on this idea of legacy, which is sort of another cornerstone of what truly makes me happy and, what also makes other people happy. I mean, this pure thought of knowing I have the means to create something that will help benefit my future kids and this future generation long after I'm gone is something that excites me every day. And to be able to build my company and my life in general, to something, so important and long lasting that is, you know, worth dying for. It's just a blessing. It's this pure thought of just knowing each and every day I'm working to help create a legacy and company that will play a vital role in impacting the future, positively, you know, changing the lives of others in the industry and in which we work with, from music to nightlife to the entertainment space, and hopefully, you know, impacting a part of society along the way. And this is what gets me, you know, fucking excited for each day ahead. I mean, each day that I'm blessed to live, each day that I get to interact with those that may help me along this journey ahead. I mean, I'm always aspiring for a better world, not only for myself, but a better world for everyone. As I know, it's a long journey ahead that I myself can't do alone, nor do I want to. But it's this realization that allows me to work short term, but think long term. Or as I like to say, work as if I'm going to die today and think as if I'm going to live forever. I mean, it's this sort of weird duality of being patient to a fault, but having this unwavering, laser fucking focused work ethic. It's these two weird opposite concepts or things that pull from each other of speed and patience, you know, working in relationship with each other that has made me so successful today. And it's when you have, you know, these two things working hand in hand, this is where you begin to see the magic happen. As you see, I haven't really mentioned money or material things at all during, you know, my crazy rant to determine what makes me happy or what I think is my ultimate goal in my life, because money isn't and never will really be the underlying reason for why someone really does something, whether poor or rich. There's always something more important beneath this idea of the accumulation of money that makes someone do something of great importance. You know, if it was about money or some big milestone, Oprah would have stopped at her first 10 million. Bill Gates would have stopped at his first billion. Or, you know, when Microsoft went public, Steve Jobs would have stopped once Apple became the leading company in its industry. I mean, Michael Jordan would have stopped after 4 rings. Obama would have retired after being the first African-American to become president for the first term. He wouldn't have ran for a second term. You know, Elon Musk would have stopped after creating PayPal, SpaceX, and Tesla. I mean, you look at these people and you see they have done things people can only dream and imagine of, and they've reached a certain amount of wealth that could last them 4 or 5 generations, yet they still keep leaving their house, they still keep doing speeches, they still keep creating charities, they still keep giving back to their community, they keep changing and impacting their industries long after, you know, a certain milestone or net worth has been hit. You know, the reason why is because for them, it's not about the money nor the milestones. They have reached many milestones and achieved many dreams. And no matter how many they reach, hit, or pass, they come up with new ones, and sometimes without even knowing, achieve things never done before. And you know, whatever is their why or their true reason underlying their actions, it's this that keeps them going well into late age and, you know, on until they pass. And for most, I honestly think it's this underlying human idea to have a legacy beyond solely having kids. And it's the idea of knowing you have contributed to this world or to a purpose far greater than yourself that keeps one going far past a certain goal, dream, or net worth. It could as well be something else, but I know these two purposes or thoughts are the biggest for sure. One thing I strongly believe is that the truly successful and happy do not let money dictate their actions, nor are they chasing money. I find that those who end up letting money control their actions and, you know, way of life either end up becoming bankrupt faster than they know it or making ill-advised and career-plummeting decisions, ultimately finding themselves living in a world full of regret. And as you know, I'm big on just not having regrets, so that's why I try to not let money dictate my actions or chase it. You know, those that put money ahead of their fellow man or woman end up like people like Bernie Madoff, Jordan Belfort, and companies like Merrill Lynch, Lehman Brothers, and Bear Stearns, all who have ended up in the history books as people and companies not to look up to or associate with, all whose companies have ceased to exist to this day. I mean, money is infinite, but people, relationships, and the execution of real life ideas is finite and is where real wealth and success resides, Remember, money is always a means to an end. That is all. I always tell people, money is only good for the good money can do. So let's start living as if we have one life. Peace. I love you guys. Hopefully I'll be able to record, you know, a fourth session. It's just been really busy, but, you know, keep working, keep grinding. You have the power to do anything you put your mind to. All right, guys. Peace.